The same principle of working order is being discussed by Krishna again in this verse. Beginning was Jatubandangamaya system Gunadharma Vivhava. We should remember the same principle always. Four classes are divided according to quality and karma. Therefore, Krishna says, karmana api bodhavyam. What is actually what? Bodhavyamsa vikarmana. Vikarmana means forbidden. This is the human life business. He should know what is actual work and what is forbidden work. Just like a good citizen knows what is lawful work and what is unlawful work. Lawful work is executed by intelligent citizens, and unlawful work is executed by the criminals. They have to suffer. You can cheat the man-made government by hiding yourself, so-called hiding. You cannot hide yourself from any vikarma or unlawful work from the eyes of the Supreme Lord. That is not possible. You can hide yourself from the eyes of the police, man-made law, but it is not possible to hide yourself from the eyes of the Supreme. That is not possible. Because the Supreme is sitting within your heart. Ishara sarva bhutanam vidyate arjuna tishtate. and he is sitting as Hanumanta and Upadrashta. He is simply seeing what you are doing. And he is giving sanction on. Even a thief who is going to act something criminally without the sanction of the super soul who is sitting within everyone's heart, he cannot do that. That you have got experience. Suppose you are going to do something which is not very good. The conscience is beating. No, you should not do this. You should not do this. But because without the sanction of the Supreme, I cannot do anything. So, if he persists to do something, then the sanction is given. At your risk, that is going on. God does not give you sanction for doing anything criminal. But if we persist to do something criminal, then God gives sanction, all I do it at your risk. That is going on. Karmana daivana trena. Now, when we ask something on account of my persistence by the sanction of the Lord, then I become subjected to the fruits of such resultant action. And we get a different type of body. That is going on. And the Shastra, it is said, karmana daivana trena jantar deha upapatti. Jantar of the living entity. We are getting different types of bodies. Just as we are sitting, so many people, ladies and gentlemen, everyone's bodily features is different from the other. So why is there a different features? We are all human beings. Why you have got different types of bodies? Not only in human society, the animal society, the bird society. It is all karmana. By our personal fruitive action, karmana devina trena. These law we do not know. We work irresponsibly without knowing the result of our work. Therefore, we are getting different types of bodies, different types of situations, different types of occupation, so many things. That the people should be trained, as Krishna has said in the beginning, the chaturvarnam maya system gunakarma vibhava. The four classes of men, according to quality, they should be engaged in different types of occupation. Guna karma. First of all, guna. Guna means quality. In the material world also, practically we see, if you want to work in a certain type of occupation, first of all, it is examined whether I have got the quality. Suppose if I want to work as an engineer, so I must possess the quality first of all, whether I can act as an engineer. Similarly, if I want to work as a lawyer, then I must have the quality, qualification. Similarly, different type of quality, different type of qualification, and then different type of work. Guna-dharma-vibhava. So, that requires guidance. And who is the guide? The father is the guide. The king, the government is the guide. The elder, the guru is the guide. There must be guide. Guru nasasyat, pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat. In this way, Sajana Nakasya. Namo Sayaja Samapita Mrittam. These laws are unknown at the present moment in this age. There are so many gurus, so many fathers, so many relatives, so many husbands. There are so many guides, but they do not know what is the aim of life. Therefore, Shastra says that if you do not know what is the aim of life, you should not become a guru. He should not become a father. He should not become a mother. Janani na sasya. So, what is the aim of life? The aim of life, namo chayaja samupeta mrittum. Samupeta mrittum, we have got this disease. Mrittu, we have to die. We are making so many plans for our happiness. But where is the plan for stopping your death? That is the ultimate goal of life. But they do not know it. Namo jayaja samupita mrittum. Krishna says, everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we are repeatedly asking everyone to study Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't become a learned scholar and interpret foolishly or differently from Bhagavad Gita. That is not as it is. As Krishna says, try to understand Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. So Krishna says that our real problem of life is janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Dukkha dosha anudarshana. That is the problem. Repetition of birth, bhutya bhutya praliyate. We take one body according to karma, karma na daiva netrena, jantur jeha upapatti. We get a body according to karma. Daiva netrena. That is not in your hand. Suppose if you are living like cats and dogs, the nature's way is that you get next life, the dog's body, cat's body, or hog's body. And if you are working just like a dog, godly, with good qualification, godly qualification, then you become next life, demigod. You get your situation in the heart plant system. These are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. How do you know? Uddham gacchanti sattasva. If you act just like a qualified brahmana, sattasva, sattasva means brahmana, then you get your promotion in the heart rising system. Uddham. Uddham gacchanti sattasva. If you act like a brahmana, then get your promotion to the heart rising system, janaloka, mahaloka, tapaloka, brahmaloka, siddhaloka. There are so many planets. The people do not know. There is no such education. But we have got this knowledge from the Vedic teachers. Udhamma shanti sattatva, madhe tishanti rajasa. If you have got the qualification, Rajagun, creative energy. Then you remain in the middle planetary system, Bhurbhuvasa, those who are Brahmin, no Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhurbhuvasa, and Jagannadunavittisya, Adogatshanti Tamasa, Tamasa, Tamagun, Jagannad, above them. Nasty, unclean, eating nasty things, then Jagannadunavittista, Adogacchanti Tamasa, they go to the lower planetary system, tall, atal, mital, patal, tarsatal, talatal. There are so many planets. Or in the animal kingdom. So we are creating our next body, karmana, by our work. Therefore Krishna says, karmanoti bhutabham. You must know, because you have to accept next body. You can talk foolishly, no, there is no body. Abhasubhutasya, that is the atheistic theory. The after the body is born to ashes, everything is finished. Big professor, large scholar, so-called scholar, they say like that, no, there is no life. Everything is finished after this body is finished. But that is not a fact. If we have to accept the authority of Bhagavad Gita, we have to accept it. If we don't accept, that is our foolishness. Bhagavan says, tatādhyāntara-prāti. Dehina-sindhā-dehi, kumār-jo-nangyara. Tatādhyāntara-prāti. Dehāntara-prāti is here. As we are getting dehāntara. We have got experience every day. Just that in daytime, we have got this body. At night, when you dream, we have got a divine body. We go elsewhere, working differently, forgetting this body. And again, daytime, we forget our body which was seen in the dream. But that is also dream, this is also dream. This is day dream and that is night dream. But this fear, this soul is permanent. He is in the daytime and is also night time. But this is our position. We are changing our body. That's why I was a child, you are a child. But that is your forgotten. But that doesn't mean I did not have. Similarly, in the past, I had a body. In the present, I have a body. But why not in the future? This is common sense. In future, we must have a body. Tathādhyāntara-prāpti. Krishna says, authority. I may say, there is no body. But Krishna says, there is body. And how this body is manufactured? Karmana, by your work. If you work foolishly in the tamogun, then you get the body of ignorance, ugly body, abominable body, poor body, without any education, without any knowledge. These things are. And if you work satogun, then you get better body. And the Rajago, then in the middle class body, these are stated in the Shastra, you have to accept it. Therefore Krishna says, karmano jati bodhabhyam, bodhabhyam cha vikarmana. Vikarmana means forbidden work. You should not do this. Just like we are forbidding our students, no illicit sex. This is forbidden. No intoxication. This is forbidden in the Shastra. Jatra Papas Chaturvidha. Four kind of sinful activities. These are the basic pillars, four pillars of sinful activities. Illicit sex life and intoxication, meat eating and gambling. Tirasthanapanadunka Jatra Papas Chaturvidha. The four kinds of sinful activities. If we act sinfully, then we get a body which is result of sinful action. By pious activities, we get janma isabja sutta sri. Janma, first class family, first class nation, janma. That is very important thing, to get birth in first class family, enlightened family. Brahmana family. Shishunam sumatam gehi yoga bhrashta sanjayati. These are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoga bhrashta. Suppose one has taken to Krishna consciousness. Bhakti yoga. So, If he can execute properly, then bhakyamam ujjanati javandasnami tattata tatomang tattato gatya visateta anandaram. Then he will understand what is God, what is kingdom of God. And after that, he shall enter into the kingdom of God. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. So this is the only shelter. If you take to bhakti yoga, even if you fail to execute it properly, then still you are guaranteed your next life, suchinam simatangi, in the family of nice brahmana or very rich man, you'll get birth. Suchinam means first class brahmin, vaishnav, suchi, jasare punarikasam, bajha pantaram, suchi. Suchi means brahman, and muchi means cobbler. Muchi means cobbler. There is a Bengali verse. Suchi hoye muchi hoy, jodi Krishna tagi. The first verse is muchi hoye suchi hoy, jodi Krishna bhaje. One who takes to Krishna consciousness, even he is born in the family of cobbler, muchi. Everyone knows, Indians. So, muchi hoye suchi hoy. Although he is born in the family of a muchi, cobbler, he becomes suchi, a brahmana. Bhai, yadi Krishna bhaje, if he is a devotee of Krishna, if he is in Krishna consciousness, and muchi hai, suchi hai, yadi Krishna bhaje, and suchi hai, muchi hai, yadi Krishna taji. If one is born of a Brahmin family, but this one, Krishnavana, devotional life, he becomes a muchi. Karmana, because he changes karma, therefore chatukarna maya system, guna karma vibhadaka. So this education should be introduced. Guna. First of all, everyone should be educated to accept the sataguna, sati, goodness. Everyone should be trained now. The first class good man, satta, sama, dama, titikya, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, asitram, brahma, karma, sabhava. Everyone should be taught. If he remains like an animal, eating, sleeping and mating and dying like cats and dogs, that is not right. Therefore Krishna says, that what type of karma should one execute? Karmanopi bodhavyam. One should learn. Not foolishly do anything and anything. Like the Shudras. Shudras also have that. Their duty, particular duty that we explain, certain. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, it doesn't matter whether one is possessing the Brahmical qualification or the Kshatriya qualification or Vaishya qualification or Shudra qualification. It doesn't matter. If one is taken to the service of Krishna consciousness, he is above all this Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That type of karma. So therefore it is called karma yoga. Karma, you have certain type of tendency to work. To work in that, sakarmanatam abhas. That is the recommendation. That according to your qualification, you work. But by the result of your work, you work in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That is it. That is Krishna consciousness. It is not that that everyone is expected to become first-class Brahminical culture. It doesn't matter. The same example. This is an example I give in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukho bahu urupadebhyo purusasra asamaisaha सत्तार जगिरे बन्ना विप्रादय गुणाश्रिथ विप्रादय गुणाश्रिथ What is the meaning of becoming Brahmana? What is the meaning of becoming Kshatriya? What is the meaning of becoming a Vaishnava? What is the meaning of becoming a Shudra? That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukha Bahu Rupade, dog. Mukha means the face, Bahu means the arms, Guru means the waist, and Pada, the legs. These Brahmana and the Kshatriya and the Vaishya and the Shudra, it should be taken as the different parts of the body of the Virata Purusha Krishna. The Brahmana's business, you can understand mouth, you have the tongue. Brahmana's business is to eat and to chant Vedic mantras. Therefore, to give eatables to the Supreme Lord, according to our Vedic principle, the Brahmanas are called and they are given foodstuff. You eat. By your eating, Krishna eats. And that has been misused now. But actually that is the meaning. In the Vedic literature, they do not say that for some pious activities, you call some poor man. No, Brahmans. Brahman bhojan. Because Brahmana is supposed to be the mouth of God. Similarly, Kshatriya is supposed to be the arms of God. The Vaishya, the waist of God. And the Shudra, the legs of God. But God is absolute. Therefore, there is no distinction between mouth or the leg. If you offer flowers and tulsi on the lotus feet of God, Krishna, and if you decorate the mouth of Krishna, it is the same book. Because there is no difference of the mouth and leg. Provided the mouth is working as mouth and the leg is working as leg. Thought satisfying the Supreme, then there is no such distinction. As soon as Krishna consciousness is absent, the so-called Brahmin is part of, I am born in Brahmin family. I am bigger than the Shudras. That is called down. The real purpose is that either you be mouth, or hand, or waist, or leg. The real purpose is to maintain the body very perfectly. That is the real purpose. Similarly, either you become Brahmana, or you become Kshatriya, or you become Shudra, or Vaishya, real purpose is how to satisfy Krishna. That is explained in Bhagavatam. Atah pungi vijas sreshta varnasama vibhagas sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritos. The real purpose is whether you are satisfying Krishna. If your that aim is lost, that you do not require to satisfy Krishna, you simply satisfy your senses, then it has no meaning. Jayasam purusam sakshan atma prabhavam isharam na bhajanti Amayananti, Sanat Vrashta Patanti Hada. This Sanat Vrashta, I claim, it is very simple to understand. Suppose this hand, my hand, but how long it is hand? So long it is attached to the service of the body. If this hand is cut off from this body, it may be called hand, but it has no meaning. Similarly, head also. The head is head so long it is attached to the body. If the head is cut off from the body, then what is the meaning of this head? It has no meaning. Similarly, either you become Brahmana, or you become Kshatriya, or you become Vaishya Shudra, if you are not attached to the service of the Supreme Home, then you are useless Brahman, useless Kshatriya, useless Vaishya. This is the purpose. Therefore, Prasad began the Chatutpannam Mayasistam Kunakanma Vibhag. Therefore, one has to understand. So what is the meaning of these different types of activities? Tanmano ki buddhabham. Buddhabham sa vikarma. Vikarmana means, if you do, cannot work, which will satisfy Krishna, and that is vikarma. That is vikarma, forbid. Because the real purpose of working is to satisfy Krishna. He is the center. He is the center of all activities. Saparmanatam abhat sansiddhi lavate nara. Simply by satisfying the central point, Krishna, then you get sansiddhi. It doesn't matter whether you are a sutra or brahmana or engineer or lawyer. The real point is how to satisfy Krishna. But that education is left. So our Krishna Consciousness Mumbai is teaching how to serve Krishna from any position, it doesn't matter. Whether you are a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, lawyer, engineer, or film actor or anything, it doesn't matter. But whether you are trying to satisfy Krishna, that is the point. If you have no such sense how to satisfy Krishna, then it is samayeva hi kevalam dharma sthana sthita pungsa visrakshena kathasika nutpadayavaratingyati samayeva hi kevalam. This is simply labor. It has no meaning. Because you are creating your own formation, next body, another body. Then that is your responsibility. You are acting like a hawk, you get the body of a hawk. You are acting like a monkey, you get the body of a monkey. You are acting like a god, demigod, you get your body. Karmala Devanatrena. Therefore one should know what class of work I shall be engaged in. But then easy processes, it doesn't matter according to your qualification. You engage yourself in anyone, but try to satisfy Krishna. Then your life is successful. Otherwise, it is samayeva hi kevalam. That's what Krishna says, karmana api buddhabham buddhabham cha vikarma. Vikarmana means self-dedication. I explained this verse from Bhagavatam last night. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. This vikarmana is explained in the Bhagavatam. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Just, what is that vikarma now? Just indriya pritaye aprinoti. Anything which is done for sense gratification, that is vikarma. The people are engaged in vikarma. Everywhere, all over the world, the education, the scientific advancement, culture, everything. Now culture means some dancing. Now it has become a culture. And what is that dancing? That's sense gratification. Boys and girls dancing, ball dance. Sense gratification. That is vikarma. But here, the same dancing before the deity is bhakti. The same dancing. You dance in a physical performance, in a platform, that is also dancing. And here, in this stage, before the deity, if you are dancing with Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then you are making bhakti, progress. And that dancing makes you becoming entangled in your karma. Because that dancing is sense gratification, vikarma. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma. That India pritaye apnati. This is what they say, na sadhu manne. This is not good. Jato atmanayam asannaki kesa dayasa deha. Asannaki, This body is not permanent. It's still Athanati, although it is not permanent. For few years only, it plays along, simply full of miserable condition. Because you have committed, executed the karma, therefore you have got this body. It doesn't matter whether it is this body or a poor body. Everyone has to undergo the threefold miserable condition of life. When typhoid is there, it does not discriminate that here is a rich body and shall give less pain. No. When the typhoid is there, either your body is rich body or poor body, you have to suffer the same pain. When you are within the womb of your mother, you have to suffer the same pain. Either you began in the queen's womb or in the cobbler's wife. That's packed up situation. They do not know. Janma Mrityu Jara. There are so many sufferings in the process of birth. There are so many sufferings in the process of birth and death and old age. Rich man or poor man, when we are old, we have to suffer so many invalidity. And similarly, Janma Mrityu Jara, Jara and death. And mitzvah. So, we are not conscious about the suffering position of this material body. The Shastra says, don't accept again any material body. This is not good that you are repeatedly getting this material body. Nasadumanne, jato atmano, atmano the soul is encased in this material body. That's why Atmanaya. Asannati. On the temporary life of this body. Place at all. Asati. So, if we want to stop this miserable condition of getting another material body, then we must know what is karma, what is vikarma. That is Krishna's formula. Karma no vi bodhabvam, bodhabvam to vikarma. Akarmanasya bodhabvam. Akarmana means there is no reaction. Reaction. Karma, if you do nice work, it has got reaction. It has nice body, nice education, nice family, nice research. This is also nice. We take it as nice. We want to go to the heavenly planet. But you do not know that even in the heavenly planet, there is the Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. Therefore Krishna does not recommend that you go to the heavenly body. He says, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravati Narju. Even if you go to the Brahma Loka, still the reputation of Bhadha. Jadgatyana Nivartanti Kadhama Paramam. Jadgatyana Nivartanti. But you do not know that there is a dhamma. If you somehow or other, if we can promote ourselves to that dharma, then nanivartante, jadgatyana nivartante, tadhama paramamama. In another place, tattadi hankunar janma, naiti mameti. So people have no information that Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, he has got his place, and anyone can go. How one can go? Janti deva bhuta neman pitrin janti pitri bhuta bhutejya janti bhutani madhyadi no ki janti ma. If one becomes devoted to my worship, my business, bhakti yoga, he comes to me. In another place he says, bhakta mama vijanati, javan jasa. Therefore our only business is to understand Krishna. Jagya se karma. This is akarma. Here it is said. Akarmana, akarmana api bodhavyam, akarmanasya bodhavyam. Akarma means without reaction. Yet, if we act for our sense gratification, the reaction is just like his soldier is killing, he's getting gold medal. The same soldier, when comes home, if he kills one man, his hand. Why? He can say in the court, sir, when I was fighting in the battlefield, I killed so many, I got gold medal. And why you are hanging me this time? Because you have done for your own self gratification. And that you did for government. Therefore, any karma, if you do it for Krishna satisfaction, that is aparmano. It has no yes. But if you do anything for your self gratification, you will have to suffer the result of action, good or bad. Therefore, Krishna says, karmano ki bhudhabbam, bhudhabbam ca vikarmana, akarmanasya bhudhabbam, dhala karmana. It is very difficult to understand what kind of action we should do. Therefore, we have to take direction from Krishna, from the Shastra, from Guru, then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.